infrastructure bill that was passed by President Biden worth $1.2 trillion. Yes, another spending package has been spent. But most importantly, what does that mean for investors? Also, I want to get into what does that mean for crypto investors? Because that was a pretty sly of hands to see cryptocurrencies be included into the infrastructure bill. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, we are now talking about President Biden with his massive spending plan. Had a massive spending plan worth $1.2 trillion. And he said, hey, I'm going to spend $1.2 trillion, but we're not going to raise taxes. But hey, I'm not here to be a politician, or is this a political show? We're going to get down to where is this money going? Now, I'll give you my personal take. When I see a lot of government spending, it has good intentions when it comes out. For prime example, they say, hey, we want to put in $10 billion, hypothetically speaking, to broadband. So the whole point behind cable, they're saying, hey, we want to take this money and all the companies, let's say if you are Xfinity or Comcast, whatever internet provider that you have, if they take money from the government, they have to in turn lower the premiums to the customers. So for prime example, you take $1 billion from the government, that in return lets you lower the internet bill to customers. So for prime example, with that being said, sounds good in theory, but we know what happened. One, the corporations don't get the money. Two, if the corporations do get the money, do they really lower your bill? So good policy, but how did it really drill down to the people? But ladies and gentlemen, let's talk no further. Let's get into what people really want to know. What did the infrastructure bill say about cryptocurrencies? Cryptocurrencies, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it is a new asset class. You know, the traditional asset class was stocks, business, and real estate. Now you have a new asset class of cryptocurrencies, something that the young Americans are very, very intrigued by and that are very big on. You know, my generation, if you were getting 7% return, 10% return annually on an investment account, on a portfolio, that was considered to be pretty good, depending on what the market was doing. But that was considered to be a pretty good investment. Hey, I got 10% this year, right? Nowadays, with the cryptocurrency market doing hundreds and thousands of percent overnight, as soon as you can hit the refresh button, now those returns are not as popular as they used to be, especially with the younger investors at teenage and 20 years who are all walking around with iPhones and iPads. So cryptocurrency marketing and investing has become very popular. Even though it's a very speculative investment, I too myself own cryptocurrencies. So with that being said, what did the infrastructure bill say about cryptocurrencies? So the first thing they talked about was reporting. So, of course, one of the ways they're looking at funding the infrastructure bill is, you know, the only way the government makes money is via taxes, right? So they got to find a way to tax these cryptocurrencies that everybody's making crap tons of money off of. So the whole goal was to say, hey, now, hey, if you are a broker, you know, in the traditional financial world, a broker is someone like E-Trade, TD Ameritrade, Scottrade, Interactive Broker, I think Scottrade is gone, Charles Schwab, Robinhood, those are traditional brokers. That's a place you go on and you buy stocks, or a professional goes out there and buys stocks for you, they invest for you, or whatever the case may be. And they go to that institution and say, hey, you must produce a 1099 every year to tell me how much money Prince made. Or they would go to a bank and say, hey, look, bank, we want to know how much money he deposited, how much money did he make? And if he has a gain, we want our 30, 20%. We want our taxes from it. We're looking to find gains that he made, and we want our portion from it. So the thing about it is, let's look at all aspects of business. When you have a business, you have a bank account, and you do your taxes, it's very easy to calculate. Take me for prime example. I'm a podcaster. I'm also an author as well. It's easy to say, hey, these books cost him $15. He sold them for $20. He profited $5. It took another dollar for shipping or whatever the case may be. He profited $3 per book. And out of those $3, Uncle Sam says, congratulations, Prince, on your book sale. Let me take $1 from you. Pretty easy business structure, right, of government being able to tax people. Cryptocurrencies bring in a new complexity. We all know you have crypto wallets that can be encrypted to where nobody knows what's in the wallet. People buy Bitcoin and they may not sell their Bitcoin. They may sell their Bitcoin in order to not sell it completely. They don't convert it to cash. They may take their Bitcoin and go buy SHIB. Then they may take their SHIB and go buy Doge. And then they may go take their Doge and go buy a piece of property or to go buy clothes or anything like that. So the government is saying, hey, yeah, we know you're making money, but we can't keep track of it because we don't know your cost basis. For prime example, let's say someone who has money inside of their crypto wallet right now, they put $100,000 or $10,000 into their Coinbase app. They put $10,000 into their Coinbase app. And Coinbase at the end of the year says, hey, this person made $10,000. The person say, no, I didn't make $10,000. The reason why is that the money came out of the crypto wallet. Coinbase doesn't know how much you paid for originally. Who knows? That's a hard problem that the cryptocurrency market is facing. So what the infrastructure bill says is it is tasking brokers, people who sell cryptocurrencies, to say, hey, you must keep track of when Prince buys cryptocurrency to know his cost basis. We want to know that he purchased Bitcoin at $50,000 and he turned around and sold it for $60,000 so we can get our $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 in taxes or whatever the case may be. So they are tasking brokers to keep track of cost basis, which is very difficult to do in a place like cryptocurrency where the finances are DeFi or decentralized and people don't know, hey, yes, you purchased Ethereum, but we don't know how much you paid for the Ethereum. And then you don't have the traditional point of sale. For prime example, people make money, they turn it into cash, and then they go buy something. With Ethereum, people are buying Ethereum. Ethereum is going up in value, and they turn around buying another asset. They may purchase a home. They may purchase clothes, whatever the case may be. They're purchasing other things. Or they may purchase another cryptocurrency. And it's hard to say, hold on, well, what is the point of sale? It doesn't have that traditional point of sale. So the infrastructure bill now is tasking the brokers to say, hey, we want you to keep track of this. We want you to pay attention to this to let us know what people are doing, how their money is going along so we can tax them. The other thing is they want any transaction over $10,000 to be reported. So for prime example, we all know that cryptocurrency gained a lot of its popularity in the beginning for being the black market. So it was the market where people went out and said, it was a black market where people would go out and buy organs. People would sell drugs. People would buy things from overseas, buy and sell all type of this black market that we have out there, the black internet, the black web. I don't know any, I know of it, but of course I'm not on it. But it was a way for people who did illegal activities to be able to make transactions. Now the government is saying, hey, because for prime example, let's say if I'm a drug dealer and I have $100,000 worth of profit. If I take that to the bank, it's going to flag me. It's going to say, hey, where did you get that $100,000 for? I can't explain it. If I take it to an investment firm, they're going to say, hey, where'd you get the $100,000 from? They, you know, it's going to be hard for me to explain. But if I take it and start a cryptocurrency wallet, start a cryptocurrency account from a platform, and I create a crypto wallet, and then I convert, you know, I buy two Bitcoins with my $100,000, $120,000, and then I go out and start to acquire assets, how can the government know what's going on? So what they're tasking brokers to do on this end is that all the information, if you put $10,000 into a brokerage account or any type of cryptocurrencies, they are to report you to the IRS. They're supposed to say, hey, you know, Prince brought $10,000 worth of MANA. He purchased $10,000 worth of MANA. And we need to, this is his name, address, phone number, all these things like that. This becomes a problem because it goes against the core of what cryptocurrency stands for and what it was created for. It was supposed to be the hands-off, laissez-faire, decentralized, backed by blockchain finance. And now here you are again, tasking people with finding ways to do this inside the infrastructure bill. But most importantly, when I look at all of this, it's just that something that I knew from the beginning, as cryptocurrencies gained popularity, that there was going to be more control features. There's going to have to be licenses. There's going to have to be somebody to oversee it. Anywhere you have money without somebody overseeing it is like the Wild Wild West, and you know it's just a matter of time for something bad to happen. So as it gained in the popularity, now Bitcoins can be put into people's retirement accounts. Bitcoin has grown up to, you know, become, you know, definitely been mainstream for a while now. Now you got other ones like Ethereum and all these other currencies that are out there. And now the Federal Reserve is acknowledging it. The governments and traditional finances acknowledging it. Now they have no choice but to start to regulate it, something that we should have known that was going to happen. That was an infrastructure bill.